In Los Angeles, I'm Adrian Hill in for Kai Rizdahl. Thanks so much for joining us this Wednesday, April 26th. The White House unveiled a one-page set of bullet points today of President Trump's long-touted tax plan. Here's Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin in an interview with The Hill.
So this is going to be the biggest tax cut and the largest tax reform in the history of our country.
Among other things, the plan would cut the corporate tax rate to 15% and reduce the number of personal income tax brackets to 3. It would eliminate most itemized tax deductions, keeping in place those for mortgage interest and charitable contributions. But really, this is the opening salvo. Lawmakers still have to come up with a full plan and pass it. What comes out on the other side could look pretty different. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
On the surface, it seems like President Trump's tax reform plan would be a home run. He's a Republican president. There's a Republican-controlled Congress. What's standing in the way? Well, for one thing, there's the cost. Lindsay Kashgarian is research director with the nonprofit group the National Priorities Project.
There are Republicans whose primary concern above all else is fiscal responsibility and cutting the deficit. And they're not just going to back down because there's a Republican president.
Take Trump's proposal to cut the corporate tax rate to 15%. On its own, that could add more than $2 trillion to the national debt over a decade. Robert Posen lectures at the MIT Sloan School of Management.
I think that's going to be a big problem for him with members of the Republican caucus who don't want to see that increase in debt.
The same thing goes for cutting the estate tax and other taxes. If those cuts aren't paid for, Trump may have some trouble getting Republicans on board, and it's unlikely he'll get support from Democrats. So what might tax reform look like once it's been put through the ringer in Congress? Eric Hananel at the accounting firm UHY Advisors says at the very least, there'll probably be some decrease in the corporate tax rate, maybe closer to what corporations pay in Europe and Asia.
I think that 20% is more realistic relative to world tax rates. So I think that we're, going to be closer to that.
That is, if tax reform manages to pass Congress. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.